This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz. Hi there. This is the Saturday Quiz. Thanks for listening. My name is John Leary, and every week I get a couple of guests to sit down with me over Zoom and test their general knowledge against the quiz in the Saturday paper. I genuinely believe that most people know more than they think they do, and it's my job to give them the right hint or clue to get them to the correct answers. For the first time in this podcast, my guests this week are siblings. They grew up in Melbourne, but both currently reside in New York City. One of them is an actor who you would recognise from the award-winning shows Succession, Manhattan, and Designated Survivor, and you can watch him right now in the Hulu TV show A Teacher on Foxtel and Binge in Australia. And my other guest is something of a podcast superstar. She is the host of the long-running Science Versus podcast from Gimlet Media, which takes on fads, trends, and the opinionated mob to find out what's fact, what's not, and what's somewhere in between. Welcome to the show, Ashley and Wendy Zuckerman.
That was so sweet.
Who wasn't that? That was lovely.
How are you both?
We're really good. That was really sweet, Johnny.
That was lovely.
I've heard you do that so many times, but seeing you do it, that was very... I didn't expect to be as moved as I am. I wish everyone could see you do it.
Hey, how's New York?
Very pretty right now. It's spring.
Yeah. And everyone's coming out. A lot of people are vaxxed.
Great.
The weather's turning warm.
Yeah, the spring. Oh, I didn't realise until I moved. Because, you know, in Melbourne and in Sydney, like spring, you barely notice it, I reckon. But in New York, it's this long winter. And particularly during the pandemic, we've now been through two long winters of just the trees are bare.
I think it's more to do with how hard the winters are. In Melbourne, the winters aren't as hard.
And they're still green on the trees. It's not, but here it's bare. And then, but then when spring comes, it's like the great, you literally see the buds and the little birdies.
And the birds are back. The birds are just gone all the winter.
Wow. Yeah. We're just left with sparrows, but we saw a cardinal the other day. Would you believe?
My goodness.
Look, Broadway's shut, but the cardinals are back.
I'm making an assumption, Wendy, that science might be your expert category. But is there something
interesting,
unusual that you know about?
I was thinking about it. Because we have quite an international family, so languages, I feel like, not that we speak any other than English, but we've got an ear for them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true.
What about you, Ash? What do you reckon your expert category might be?
Film and television.
Film and television, I'll do okay. I'm just very bad at remembering names. I've listened to all of your episodes, so if any of the same questions come up,
that'd be great.
I don't know if Cindy has started repeating her questions.
She hasn't run out of knowledge. Okay.
Books that we had to read in high school.
Yeah, books from high school.
I feel like.
Oh, okay.
We'll see
how you go. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back after this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to The Saturday Quiz. I'm joined by Wendy Zuckerman and Ashley Zuckerman, their brother and sister. They're about to take the quiz. Let's start with question number one. What deadline has the United States government set for the withdrawal of all American troops from Afghanistan?
Oh, September 11.
It is. Yeah.
Nicely done. Great.
September 11.
Excellent.
Right off.
Interestingly, the Trump administration had actually negotiated to leave by May the 1st. They'd negotiated with the Taliban to be out of there by May the 1st. And yeah, it was Biden that went, actually, we're going to stay a little bit long, or it's going to take a little bit longer to get out of there. So,
right.
Yeah.
It's I wonder what he thinks he can accomplish that hasn't been accomplished in
I don't know if it's about accomplishing. I think it's about
about leaving as safely as possible.
Leaving
as much infrastructure as possible there, or in time to bring in, I guess, some other force. I don't know if they're
human force. I don't know.
Yeah, thoughts are with you, Afghanistan.
So we don't know how to solve that crisis, we got the question right.
You got the question correct. Exactly.
We had no deep thoughts to help in any other here. No.
That's okay. That's not why you're on this podcast. This is not that kind of podcast.
It's not a solutions-based podcast.
No, just answers, not solutions.
Perfect.
Question number two. True or false, iron-rich hemoglobin makes blood red?
I believe that's true, but wait a second.
Let's think through it, because it sounds like a science question. But
it does sound like a science question. It sounds like something you should know.
I was thinking it was. We're just talking this through. Our finger is on the chess piece at the moment, and we're not releasing it just yet. I was thinking maybe was it related to oxygen levels? That when you have like low oxygen, it changes the color.
Like the difference in the color. No, blood doesn't change. Wait a minute.
No.
Like blood does change color.
Okay, so is it red as it goes to the extremities and blue as it comes back from the extremities?
Because it never changes color quite that dramatically. No, but it just changes the intensity of the red.
Of the redness?
That's what I'm thinking.
Deposited oxygen to the body.
So this question's suggesting that it's the iron, but I reckon maybe it's the oxygen that makes it red. This is a true or false. It's a true or false.
Yeah, this is a true or false. True or false.
Interesting. All right.
I feel like it's yes. I think the answer is
makes blood red. True or false?
So depending on whether there's iron in the hemoglobin or not, iron lacking hemoglobin is not red. That's what the question is.
That's the suggestion. If you're a hemoglobin with iron, then the blood would be red.
Then the blood's red?
Yes.
We're going to say yes.
I think you should.
Cool. That sounds
because
good.
When you think about iron-rich anything.
Like meat.
Yeah, like meat or even iron in the ground.
I was thinking that
iron. Is that a red, like.
Because iron is like reddish, red-esque. Oh. But I couldn't work out whether it was a trick question.
Is Mars full of iron?
That is a good question to which I don't have an answer.
Okay, well, that's one all then.
Yeah. Okay, question number three. But I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep is a line from a poem by Robert
Frost. Who,
and there's a bonus point for naming the poem.
Frost, Robert
Frost. So did you say, you said Robert Frost. Well done.
Wait, what?
It is Robert Frost.
Say it again. Yeah.
I have Mars. No. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I'm terrible at poetry. I don't know anything. I have the depth of a parking lot puddle. But, oh, my God, someone was just reading me this very poem. The gods of the science quiz have shined down upon us, Ashley. but I have miles to go. There's a horse who thinks it's queer at some point. Is that right?
Yes.
That's right. And the poem is about stopping when we need to stop and enjoying the things around us. And
stopping is the first word of the title.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, and then it's so the horse, which is why I remember the horse.
Yeah, there's certainly a horse in it. The horse is not in the title.
Stopping,
seven words in the title.
Seven words. All right. Is it something about winter maybe? Could there be, is there a weather
you're
stopping?
In the right region. What happens at winter?
It snows.
Yes, it does snow.
There's snow. There was something about
snowy is a word in the title.
Oh, jeepers.
You're doing very well.
How can I help?
What a coincidence, though.
But read it again, and I think, put yourself in the situation.
Yeah, the clue must be in the words,
But I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. They're the final three lines in this poem.
Stopping on...
When do you sleep?
Is it death? We're talking about...
No.
It's actually, when you're sleepy.
Oh, at night?
Yeah, night. What's another... What's not quite night?
Eve.
Yes. Evening.
Slowly. So wait, stopping...
evening, snowy.
Stopping something, 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 snowy evening.
Oh.
Stopping on a...
Oh, yeah. On a snowy evening.
On a snowy evening.
Stopping something, something on a snowy evening.
Stopping for? Are we stopping for?
I'll give you this one. Stopping by.
On a snowy evening. Stopping by A. So we must be stopping by A.
No, A on a
snowy. No.
Stopping by. No, so there's just one word.
Stopping by mums.
On a snowy evening.
Stopping.
But I have miles before I go.
I promised her I'd be there.
Stopping by, it starts with W.
Stopping by...
You're in New Hampshire.
Oh, it's a place. It's a like a town?
No, it's a geographical feature.
Ooh, beginning with W.
It's a bunch... It's where a bunch of trees are.
Ooh.
What?
Bunch Stopping of trees. Forest evening. Doesn't start Stop. With a W.
Not a forest, but...
A willow? No.
Not a forest, but a wood. Stopping by wood.
Woods.
Wood. A wood. Stopping by a wood on a snowy evening.
Stopping by woods. Woods on a snowy evening.
Stopping by woods on a snowy evening.
Stopping by, right.
Yeah. It's a beautiful poem. And Robert Frost, do you know anything about Robert Frost?
Nothing.
No, also just the fences, right, was his?
Oh, what are the fences?
Fences make good neighbours? Was that not him?
Oh, maybe. That might be him. He's a four-time Pulitzer winner. He won his first of four Pulitzer Prizes for the volume of poems New Hampshire, which this poem appeared in. Do you want to hear the whole poem?
It's yes, please.
Yeah.
Short and it's beautiful.
Yeah. Also, four Pulitzers. A little greedy.
Four.
It's a bit much.
Pretty greedy. Here we go. Stopping by woods on a snowy evening. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sound's the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep. And miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautifully told. That's like ticked one of my two Saturday Quiz podcast bucket list items. And the other one is getting you to sing something.
That's funny. Well done.
Okay. Where do we go from here?
You're up to question number four.
It's all downhill from here.
Let's see. Name five of the seven Von Trapp children from The Sound of Music.
Okay.
Oh, that's easy for you. Was Sound of Music big in your childhoods?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we.
Look, I don't want to get cocky. Let's get it right. But then we've got a little anecdote for you.
Yeah, we mess with The Sound of Music. Do we have an anecdote?
Okay, all right.
Oh, God. okay, Liesl.
Liesl, of course.
Good. Are you going to do it in order?
Let's not promise that.
All right.
Kurt.
Liesl.
Kurt, yeah. Gretel.
Gretel, yes.
Gretel. Martha.
I think you're going Brady Bunch now.
No. Is there Martha?
No, yeah, there's a... yeah, there's Jan.
Martha.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
That's four.
And then, so Kurt, let's go with the boys.
There's only two boys, right?
Yeah.
There's only two boys.
There's the chubby one. We don't have the chubby one.
Well, he was just younger. He would have grown out of that.
Are you projecting a little bit, Ashley?
He was much happier then.
He was a very happy boy. And there's also, and then who's the second, like the sort of middle sister?
Yeah, the one that something happens, like she dobs in Liesl.
I just need one more.
Damn it.
One more.
Okay, maybe we just go with some Austrian names.
Yeah, yep, was definitely thinking that.
Come on, you can get this.
I'm thinking that so we've got Liesl and Brigitte.
Brigitte!
Brigitte, well done.
That was
Yes. Amazing.
Our sister was Brigitte because they both had the same color hair.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? Did you recreate the Sound of Music?
There are four siblings in our family, and on occasion we did perform that final song for guests of the parents.
For guests of the parents, yeah. That's right.
Wow. So you would do which final song? Do you mean the...
Goodnight, the one with the goodnight up the stairs. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Wendy was the young... Was Gretel.
That's right. So I would go up the... We had a little staircase, so I went up the staircase.
And you were picked up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Amazing. Yeah. Wow.
So...
It probably, in retrospect, it probably did two things for the parents. One, it kind of like... Well, maybe it was entertaining for their friends. That's questionable now that we're of that. Now that we're that old,
I know, right? Yeah,
it would be weird if I was there at a friend's house and I saw that. I'd be like, "What's this? What are these kids being made to do?" But it did put us to sleep, probably.
Oh, interesting. Because we would be like, "Goodbye."
It probably encouraged you to go to bed. Up to bed.
So, Johnny, you must know the song. You must like to sing it a little.
You know the song,
Johnny?
I was
just singing it, actually, Ashley.
Oh, did we miss it?
So long.
Oh, my God. Oh, the bucket list. It's happened. It's really happened.
It happened.
Five.
Your Saturday quiz wish came true.
I should have been more
well
greedy.
Done. Now, do you want to have a swing at what are the two names that you're missing? One male name.
Is the boy's name, does the boy start with H?
No.
So we, Louisa.
Oh, Louisa.
It is Louisa.
Well done. There is Louisa.
There is Louisa.
It's Louisa and Brigitte. One more. That's the.
And what's the other boy's name?
Friedrich?
Friedrich. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well done. You got all seven.
Whoa.
I feel like this is also one of those questions where, like, now if there's some. The next five are very pertinent, current day important things that we should know about, and we fail at those.
Who cares?
Oh, you think who cares?
Yeah.
You think shame? I think shameful. Okay. But good. How about that? Bonus points, Johnny?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Sure, there's bonus points.
How many?
Well done. 2 points. Two points for the other two children.
It's not like Scrabble when you complete the
letter
series, then you get an extra 35 points.
Interestingly, question number five, in Scrabble,
no.
Each
we
player
are somehow middle
starts...
class millionaireing our way through this game.
In Scrabble, each player starts with how many tiles?
Okay.
Oh.
It's eight.
It's not seven?
I don't believe so. I believe it's eight.
Yeah, because what's like a big score? What's your best word? Have you ever finished all your letters?
He's not
on
asking
a word?
For that. He's just
no. But if we knew that, then
so
we
it's like
count.
The court of law. You only answer the question that gets.
No, but if we could,
you don't have to answer that.
If you remember, you like to remember a win. If you'd finished all your letters,
doesn't sound like
that. If you finished all your letters, we could count them. You don't remember. Like if there was one, like your best Scrabble play.
Yeah, well, no. Oh, well, that's a good point.
That's what I was thinking. We could count the letters.
That's actually a good point. Maybe it is seven. Because
yeah. Do you know what it's called when you use all of the letters in your thing?
I would have thought it was a Scrabble.
In one word.
It's like a Scrabble rabble. No.
Wait a minute. I think you're right. Wait.
That's like you're saying that.
Tell us what
it's
it
like
is.
Yahtzee. Yahtzee.
Yeah. No. You get a Scrabble.
No, you get. It's called a bingo.
Oh, a bingo. That's a bingo.
Yeah,
I don't know how I feel about that.
What? How many letters is it?
Wait a minute. I think you're right.
Bingo is a different game.
So to use all your letters,
it is.
It's from one from the corner, which is a three. Triple word score is are in the corners. In the middle on the edges. Are
oh, this
also
is another way we could
scores.
Work it out, right?
And you have to use all your letters. Plus, there is another. A connecting tile already placed to get right across.
Because you can't get two triple. Can you hit two triple
you
at once?
You can if there's a tile
already
in there. Is that correct?
Well, that is correct, but I don't think that's going to get you any closer to the answer because
no,
it what
might.
Are you going to do? You're going to count the squares?
You want to go eight?
I couldn't count the squares.
One of you is correct.
It's either seven or eight. It's eight. You don't start any game with seven of anything.
All right, let's do it. Eight. Do it.
Eight.
It is seven.
No!
Of course it's seven.
Hilarious.
Eight's too hard. You can't.
Yeah, you're right.
Eight's hard. Yeah,
I was about to say.
Seven.
I
could have fought for it. Yeah. I wasn't confident.
Oh, that's generous.
Yeah.
You weren't.
All right. Well, I'm sorry about that.
Could have fought for it.
I'm sorry not, that you...
Look, Brigitte. Right Louisa.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're still right yeah. there behind.
It's the same, yeah, the same number of tiles as children in the Von Trapp family.
Interesting.
Oh, it all comes yeah. together. This is yeah. QAnon all over again. This is, we're going deep.
We are going deep. Let's see how deep we go with the other five questions on the other side of this break.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You're listening to The Saturday Quiz. I'm with Wendy Zuckerman and Ashley Zuckerman, and they're up to question number six, which is, according to the saying, a fool and his money are soon...
parted.
Parted, yeah. Oh, easy one.
Great.
Nice.
Amazing.
All right, question number seven. On May the 1st, 1931... the Empire State Building opened in New York City.
Correct.
How many stories is it? Now, there's a multiple choice, but do you happen to know?
Oh. No,
well, let's first...
level up.
Do you want to have a guess first, and then I'll give you the multiple choices?
How many stories?
How many stories in the Empire State Building? I'm assuming that you've both been up the Empire State Building?
No, but no. I've seen it from...
Neither movies. Of you have been
from
up?
Movies and seen it you in the live skyline. In New York. No, I don't know. You know, we're not into those touristy things. Yeah, you know, we're more into just you know
grabbing a bagel.
Walking around and you know doing.
But sure, if you're here for on a whim on a weekend,
you want to go to
go up to the top of the Empire State Building,
have fun
and with all the other tourists. Okay. Enjoy yourself.
It's actually really enjoyable. You should try it sometime. Yeah.
Wait. Is 40 Rock filmed on the Empire State Building?
No, that's 40 Rockefeller Plaza.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. And it's 30 Rock.
Ah.
It is 30. I knew that sounded wrong.
Well, maybe could we work it out? Is it higher than the Rockefeller Center?
No, that's just the numbers of the street numbers.
That's the number of the street numbers.
This is...
But can we like... Because when it was built, it was the highest building in the world.
Ooh.
And it was.
And then it was overtaken, I think, by... another New York building? The Chrysler
Tower?
It
was overtaken by another New York building. Do you know what that New York building?
The Chrysler building?
Or buildings
ooh,
were?
Buildings.
Oh, the World Trade Center.
The World Trade Center.
Wow.
It's still quite high in the sky. Like, it's still doing pretty
it's
well.
It's maintained the same height as when it was built. Any of the buildings.
No, all right, let's go.
It has maintained the same height since 1931.
Yeah, which is amazing.
It's crazy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Give us the multiple choice.
Okay. What
but don't you, say okay like that as though we're like, that's the question. The question has the multiple choice in it. Like, don't like say it like we've given up.
Yeah, but what was your best guess?
See.
Let's go, all right, 30. Let's go 30 something. You know how they always.
37, but I could also go 73.
Let's go 33.
Okay.
That's how many floors you think it's got?
Yeah.
Okay. You're way low.
Way yeah. low. But, you know, price okay. is right rules, right? So yeah. we're still in it.
That's right.
So you're still in it. Is it A, 85?
All right, here we go.
B, 102? Or C, 144?
I want to go 85. Oh,
how can we figure this out? Okay, every floor is like 10, considered like 10 feet, 12 feet is like a New York floor. Which is like 3 meters.
But do you know how many? How high?
No, that's too high.
The Empire State three Building meters. Is
exactly. We don't know.
Do
that.
Do you want to know how high the Empire so State many. Building is?
Oh, how many meters? Yeah, give us the meters.
It is 381 meters, or 443 meters to the tip of its
to the spire.
Oh, the little the antenna
so
thing.
Spire.
The
so,
cheat.
So how many did you say? 380?
I said 381.
381. to the floors.
Ooh, okay, all right. So now we're cooking with gas. You reckon 3 meters to a floor? Let's see. What are we looking around?
They're higher than this.
Yeah, surely. So this is 2 meters? No. If Kevin Durant was standing in this room, he wouldn't hit the floor. He wouldn't hit the roof.
Oh, wow.
So this is 3 meters, right? So maybe it's 5 meters each floor.
4 meters.
Four.
So 85. It's 85 or 100. I'm going to go, I think 100 and, no, because it can't be that because it'll be under 3. 85. Thanks, Johnny.
The answer is B, 102. See, I think had you been up there, you would know that.
I guess, yeah. But, you know, we were doing other grungy, cool things on that
other
day.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah. Yeah,
in how many day-old bagels can you get for $2? That's
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, the Empire State Building stood as the world's tallest building from 1931 until the construction of the World Trade Center in 1970.
That's a long time.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, question number 8. The mathematical equation. Okay, so I'm going to have to describe a mathematical equation to you.
Mm-hmm.
Parentheses, minus 12, end parentheses, minus 6, end parentheses, equals what?
So it's...
odd mass.
So it's minus 12 minus
It's 12
minus
times
6.
So it's 72.
No, not...
No, there's a minus.
But you're saying it's minus 12 in parentheses, and then next to that is minus 6 in parentheses.
Yeah, with a minus in between.
Yeah, there's a minus in there. Wait.
No, there's a minus in between
there's
the parentheses.
There's a minus in between. Yeah, it's between not them right next to each other.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so it's minus 12 in parentheses, then minus,
then
a parentheses, and 6 is in that.
A minus 6 is in that.
Oh, a minus 6 is
in
that.
Yeah. Should we write it down?
There is. No.
So it's essentially minus 12.
Yeah, it's minus 6 then.
Minus 6.
Yeah, minus 6.
So we can just ignore the parentheses? Isn't BOD mass? Don't you do brackets first? But I don't know what there's nothing in the brackets,
brackets
right?
Brackets come out.
Yeah, there's nothing in
nothing.
The brackets.
So it's just...
So I thought they were together next to each other at first, and that's why...
Right, so it's minus 12...
Minus 12 minus minus 6.
Minus minus 6.
That is the equation.
Doing.
Yeah, so it's minus 6.
Let's have a think.
Yep.
Fingers, hands still on the...
on the pawn.
Still on the pawn.
On the chess piece.
Minus 6.
I reckon it might be minus 18.
No, because that would be...
Because it's not... You know how like a negative
that would
positive.
Be minus 12 in parentheses, minus, and then 6 in parentheses would be...
No, then it would be... Then you've got a...
Parentheses doesn't change it around.
Look, yeah, guys.
Give us a second.
Guys.
Yeah.
It is. It's minus 6.
It's minus 6. Let's just... I mean, that's your opinion. So we're just going to keep chatting that.
I sort of feel like it's minus 18.
It is minus 6.
Minus 6.
Well, you got to that very quickly.
Yeah. So, but in the number... Now I just want to understand
bod mass,
it.
You want to go for bod mass?
No, because BOD mass doesn't help us because there's nothing
what
in there.
What is BOD mass?
You remember it's brackets of division multiplication, addition, subtraction.
Yeah, it's the order of the function order.
Of how you do it.
Of how you do it. But it doesn't really, because everything's minus here, so it actually didn't help us that much.
Yeah, because there's no multiplication in there.
It's minus 6. And do you know, minus 6 was a term after the Russian Revolution. They would give someone... or punish someone with a minus 6, which meant that they were not allowed. They were kind of exiled, but they could stay in Russia, but they just couldn't go to, they couldn't live in the 6 biggest cities in Russia.
So Moscow,
Petrograd, as it was then, St. Petersburg.
They were called minus 6s? Like you got given a minus 6?
Well, you would be punished with a minus 6.
And you're allowed to be in Russia, but you just couldn't be in any of the big 6 cities.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an interesting punishment, right? Yeah.
Anyway, that's my minus 6 anecdote.
It's a good one.
All right.
That's interesting.
Question number 9. Name the Western Australian tennis player who won her maiden WTA Tour title in Charleston, South Carolina last month.
I have no idea.
No.
But I'm guessing she would have been at the Australian Open, which I did watch.
Some clues? What have we got?
Look, the only clues that I can sort of give you, I don't think she was actually at the Australian Open, Ash. Her initials are A.S.
No.
Yeah, she has a surname that is from India. So she has an Indian surname. And her first name is sort of a, I think, is it a Mitsubishi?
Oh, that symbol?
Yeah, it's a type of Mitsubishi.
Oh, it's a type of car. It's the model of a car?
No, I'm phoning a friend. Can I call up that guy from Tripod? He seemed to know a bunch of sports stars.
No, you most certainly cannot. What's a Mitsubishi that starts with
Acura?
No.
We don't know.
What about, do you know the member for Wentworth in Australia? I know that you guys haven't been here for a little while.
Wasn't that? That was
Malcolm Turnbull.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Turnbull, and then it was Dr. Karen Phelps. But then at the last election, Dave.
No.
Nope.
Second letter of the first name?
S.
Yeah, Astra.
It is Astra.
Astra.
Okay. Astra.
No.
No.
Yeah, no. Her name is Astra Sharma.
Sharma.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well done to Astra Sharma. She was the Western Australian tennis player who won her maiden WTA Tour title in Charleston, South Carolina.
Congratulations. Amazing.
Yeah. And the final question.
Whoa, we're here.
Question number 10. Which actress is named in the first verse of the Mark Ronson song, Uptown Funk? Do you know Uptown Funk?
I vaguely could mumble through the chorus.
Is this the Bruno Mars song as well? Or
yeah,
no?
It is Uptown Funk featuring Bruno Mars.
And it's in the first verse. And so it's a contemporary song and it's...
Yeah.
Oh, is it an actress of the current era?
Well, she is a living actress.
Give us all the lyrics except the name.
Oh, that would be great. Okay. Can we get that?
Okay, it starts like this. This hit, that ice cold, name.
Oh.
That white gold.
Ice, ah, oh, right.
This one for them hood girls, them good
ice
girls.
Ice cold.
Straight masterpieces.
It's a short name.
It's four syllables.
Oh, my God.
Four syllables. I reckon it's
two syllables each.
It's an older actress. I'm guessing it's like a classy...
Well, this might give it away.
Ooh, that's all right. Don't worry about that.
She's married to David E. Kelly. Do you know who that is?
Ally McBeal guy.
Do we get any bonus points?
The Practice.
Has she starred in any of his TV shows?
I don't think so.
Shirley MacLaine?
Not Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, I like that. I like that sort of vibe.
Younger than Shirley
right.
MacLaine.
Who's younger than Shirley MacLaine?
She was in Scarface.
Oh, no. Okay. Sharon Stone?
She was in Grease 2.
Oh, Michelle Pfeiffer?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah. Why don't you just tell us about Grease 2 from the beginning?
That's how you got that.
We fucked up Scarface, but we got Grease 2.
I'm okay with not knowing that.
Because we don't know the song. I mean, we know Michelle Pfeiffer.
Also, Bruno Mars. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Hot take over here. Jesus.
And on that note, we're going to take another little break. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well done. That's the quiz.
Let's run through them quickly. What have we learned?
Okay, what have you learned? Yes, right. The United States government is pulling out from Afghanistan.
September 11.
September 11. It is true that iron-rich hemoglobin makes blood red.
Mm-hmm.
You nailed the Robert Frost question.
We did forget the title, but yeah. We got the horse.
You got there eventually. The Von Trapps, you're all over that.
Oh, my God. We remember that.
I mean, this week is set, can I just say? This is... Yeah. Whenever I feel... You know how, like, some people have Post-it notes? That's like, you know, you are strong, okay. You are brave. Yeah. Mine will just have, like...
A list of the seven Mondrak children.
Exactly.
Yeah. That was kind of your pinnacle moment in the quiz.
I think so. And then literally it was downhill from there.
Well, it's downhill.
I don't know if it was up there. Oh, Scrabble was bad.
Scrabble was tough.
Thanks so much for doing the quiz.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks for having us.
And I hope your performance doesn't put in jeopardy your own science podcast.
My listeners will understand that we contain multitudes and multitudes of the Von Trapp children.
Yeah. Well, also, you get a lot more time to research, right, on your podcast.
Yes. Oh, ouch. Don't make her feel like this is just sounds even worse, making excuses for it. No. There's a lot. Look, that
I'm there for the jokes.
Yeah.
The jokes and the charm, and then my team does a lot of research. That's how it is. And yeah, so there's someone on the team who's on the hemoglobin questions. Yep.
That's the Saturday quiz for another week. Thanks to my guests, Wendy Zuckerman and Ashley Zuckerman. If you haven't heard Wendy's podcast, Science Versus, you absolutely should. It's informative and funny and much better researched than this podcast. Thanks to all of you for listening. You can also follow me on Twitter, Johnny John Leary, and you can follow the Saturday quiz on Twitter and Instagram too. Thank you to Cindy McDonald for writing the questions. My name is John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.